to drink ourselves into a better place. I liked it best when we went to the canal bridge and got pissed under the stars. If it was dry, we lay on the ground in the darkness, hoping to see a meteorite shower. Occasionally, a student pedaled along the towpath, accelerating through us as we jeered. There was no harm in it. I was the only ex-serviceman of the group. The others were a mixed bunch, with problems that had brought them to hostels or homelessness. They say everyone is one bad decision away from the streets. Dave had been chucked out by his missus. Cal was a dyed-in-the-wool alkie, and Rob stopped taking his medication. The real alkies were sometimes up for a fight, but mostly they were good blokes, down on their luck, like me. The hostel is a bit of a dive, but I am fortunate enough to have my own room. I'm seeing a shrink now, and I'm applying for jobs. Life is better than it was, but I still can't get the thing I'm going to tell you about out of my head. I haven't talked to anyone about it, not even my shrink. It started off normally enough. Dave met me outside the Radcliffe Infirmary, as usual, and we walked along Walton Street to bargain booze. Once we'd bought the tins, we went down Walton Lane to a yard.